Hello, teachers. This is Anne Bishop, and I'm excited to debunk the third most powerful myth that seasoned teachers and studio owners tell ourselves about increasing our student base. Because if we don't debunk it, it can lead us down a rabbit hole, chasing students and using up our precious time with no improvement in student retention. So let's take a look at this third very powerful myth, and it all centers around the concept of motivation. So what do you think it takes to motivate your students? How do you motivate your student with one foot out the door who is eyeing the newer, cheaper studio down the street or thinks that an online streaming Pilates subscription service in their inbox is the better option for them? How can we keep up with our rapidly changing industry? Well, I am sure you don't just sit there with your head between the springs. You are actively researching and looking around. And frequently when we look around, we look online. And when we look online, what do we see? We see people teaching cool, new, innovative exercises and choreography. And we think, well, if I can just keep teaching new choreography and exercises, that will keep entertaining my students. But the reality is anything new soon becomes old. So instead of searching around, let's go back to ourselves and let's lead from our strength. Your strength is most likely your strong education and good teaching. And you likely fell in love with teaching Pilates because you loved learning Pilates and you loved learning about your body. And guess what? You're not the only one. So how can we motivate our students to love the learning process of Pilates? Well, lucky for us, there's an entire field of study called motivational science. And specifically within motivational science, there's a subset of studies about motivation and exercise adherence. In other words, how do we get our students to begin and persist at Pilates despite the time and cost commitments and despite all the new other sexy fitness trends that come shooting past them? Well, the good news is if we can apply some of what we learn from motivational science, we can start to transform our schedule of current students, have them come more frequently, and when we get our new students, we can have them come more frequently during the week and commit regularly. So let's dive right into motivational science. First off, motivation. What is it? Well, it's how to move oneself or others to act. Secondly, we need to understand that motivation can be defined into two types, intrinsic motivation and extrinsic motivation. So let's take a look at intrinsic motivation first. Well, intrinsic motivation is a feeling that will well up and bubble up from inside of you. It's that satisfaction of behaving for its own sake. You love Pilates because you just love it. You love how it makes you feel. You love the equipment. You love the mat work. You love the breath, you just love it all. The second reason intrinsic motivation is fostered is because it is grown by a sense of community and close relationships. All studios, no matter how big or small, will have a sense of community. There's a community amongst the students, even if it's just passing each other between appointments, and there's community and close relationships in classes or large mat classes. And there's always that community and relationship between the teacher and the student. Finally, intrinsic motivation comes about through personal growth. Are you allowing your Pilates sessions to create a sense of personal growth? I am sure that you do. There's a sense of learning about posture, of learning about how to move in the world and be functional. All of these are examples of intrinsic motivation. We're going to turn now to extrinsic motivation. So extrinsic motivation comes about through external factors such as rewards and opinions you fear others might have of you. Examples include wanting to lose weight with Pilates, wanting to fit into your clothes better, and wanting to do Pilates because your fancy neighbor or celebrities do it. Now, absolutely none of these are bad at all. I remember when I first started doing Pilates so many years ago and how my clothes fit so much better. And I just specifically remember how my abs looked different and it was awesome. But the thing is that if you are teaching Pilates well, potentially your clients, their clothes will fit better and you may lose some weight. And so how do you keep your student coming year over year and even decade over decade? Well, to do that, we need to think about how to tap into intrinsic motivation. That is what is going to keep your students coming for the long haul. So how do we do that? Well, do we do it through sheer enthusiasm? Do we jump up and down at the end of the reformer? I did that in the beginning, but I certainly don't do that anymore. What about ClassPass or Groupon? Does that help? Have those students stuck around for you? And again, what about all those new choreography and new exercises all over Instagram and Facebook? Are those going to keep your clients coming for the long haul? Probably not. So let's review intrinsic motivation and how do we foster that? How do we make it happen? Well, there's ways to support it. And the ways you support it are there's three different levers. There's autonomy, competence, and relatedness. For the sake of time, we're going to take a look at the top two, autonomy and competence. So with intrinsic motivation and exercise adherence, let's take a look at autonomy. Well, what is autonomy? Autonomy is the feeling that you have ownership over your practice. You're going to do this by offering choice in your Pilates session. So you can offer the students to put the ball between their legs and the bridge or to not, would be an example of that. Another example is, do you let your students move freely? So you might want to cue something like, please, everyone, we're going to do three more teasers. Follow your breath and go at your own pace, would be an example of allowing them to move freely. And do you allow your students to feel ownership over their Pilates practice? Do you let your students come early or stay late for warm-ups or cool-downs? Do you let them change their springs on their equipment or perhaps even decide the weight that they want to work out on today? Two reds and a green or two reds and a blue for footwork, etc. Now let's take a look at competence. So are you allowing your students to feel competent at their practice? Do you offer exercises for your students to do that they do well so they come away and say like, wow, I'm really good at Pilates. I'm awesome at short spine on the reformer. Or are you giving the students easy homework to do practice at home? So are they able to take an exercise, practice it at home, and then come back and you've noticed that they've done their homework and you say, wow, you did that not only well in the studio, but outside the studio on your own. And finally, are you making students too dependent on you? This can happen sometimes where you don't want to make your students feel like they have to hang on to every cue that you give, but ultimately that they can start to be good at Pilates on their own. And although that may seem counterintuitive and that your students may want to leave because they can do Pilates well on their own, this will foster intrinsic motivation, and the science behind it says that that will not happen. So I want you to think about right now about that student with one foot out the door, or the student who questions your authority as a teacher. And I want you to think about how you can support his or her autonomy and competence. So that is your homework. What you want to do is pause the video and write down a couple of ideas about how you can enhance your student's autonomy and competence in your Pilates practice. Okay, I hope you came up with some ideas about how you can help with your students who look or seem a little bit less motivated by their Pilates. You can email us any questions or your ideas, and you can also answer or contribute to our Facebook pages, Body Brain Connect or Skillful Teaching, on this concept of motivation. So keep an eye on your inbox. Tomorrow you're going to see myth number two. And thank you so much.